Hello, the internet. So, hey, Jay, I've got a similar problem to what you had that very first year I met you on the Wasso decided to make a nest like in the wall of my house.
Oh, God.
And so I think what they did was they went up under the sill and then down into the cavity of one of the cinder blocks of the wall.
Oh,
so I can't spray it.
Nice.
And so yeah, I burned through like $25, literally $25 worth of Raid, just hosing them down. And I'd kill maybe 20 or 30 of them and it really doesn't faze them.
I bought the flamethrower,
I thought about it, but it's on my house that is made of stuff that burns. What is, oh, that sounds like Mike.
Somebody's singing.
Mike is feeding Mike the cats.
Drink.
Is Mike doing the song? Mancha in the background?
That's worth a shot at least.
So I found on Amazon a 5-star rated wasp trap. And I'm like, oh, there's the solution. I'll put out this wasp trap and I'll just start trapping them.
I just got this the mental image of this little tiny half a heart and like 10 million of them.
Yeah, no, it's a little like I wish I had, instead of spending the money, I had gone through and just done the get like a soda bottle and you cut the end off of it and you flip it around and put stuff inside of it. But yeah, so I baited it with sugar water and 4 days later, I have not caught a single wasp. So I read somewhere that beer also works.
Yes, when you drink enough of it, you don't care how much wasps.
So I bought this 40-ounce Mount Liquor and I poured 2 ounces of it into the trap. And so now what am I going to do? It's an open.
You're going to pour 38 ounces of it into weird.
Actually, the cool thing is it's a steel reserve. God loves steel reserve. And they've switched over I think it's Miller Coors has switched over to bottling their 40s and essentially what's a giant Mountain Dew bottle. So now it is 42 ounces. So I still have my 40.
But it's plastic.
It is plastic, which is straight
9
up
millimeters
bullshit.
Better than 40.
The FBI is ditching the 40.
I think everyone's ditching the 40. Yeah. Like every time you go into a gun shop, they've got like 40s and they're selling them at a really, really good price and nobody's biting.
I have a couple of 40s.
I have one.
Still?
Yeah.
What's the 40 you have, Jay?
The SW99.
Oh, okay.
Like the first semi-auto I ever bought.
Oh man, you should have sold that to me before you left.
Second, because the Makarov was the first.
Oh, that's why you didn't sell it.
I have a the first 40 I ever got is a Firestar.
Did you lose a bet?
Huh? No, it's actually not a bad little gun.
Firestars are decent.
It's built like a tank. It's reliable as hell. It's single action. The only downside is it's so small.
It's not double action, single action.
No,
I thought those fire stars
single,
had a decocking
it's single
lever.
Action only.
Okay.
And with the shooting the 40 in that thing is just like snubby from hell. It's like it's so tiny.
I thought they were super heavy.
For their size, they're heavy because they're made out of solid steel, but they're still small.
And it's also single stack, right?
Right.
Yeah,
it's like a six-shot single stack. So, anyway, gun talk.
Yep, gun nerd talk. We're boring. We're boring Brita to death.
She's looking at nail polish.
She was unconscious.
Yeah. Brita, what nail polish are you wearing today?
I'm actually wearing no nail polish today. I took it off last night.
Ooh.
Brita. I'm naked.
How did you take it off?
With acetone.
Oh, ooh. That's hardcore.
Did it smell bad?
It did.
Were you a stinky, stinky girl?
Stop it.
Oh, man. All right. And welcome back, everyone.
That is why in the last 30 years, I've been single for like 5 of them.
Oh,
You are a charmer, that's for sure.
It is true. Otherwise, I would have been dead. Yeah. Someone would have killed my ass. So how was all y'all's weeks?
Not bad.
Alan didn't drown, so
I was finally affected by Hurricane Harvey.
Oh.
My mail is delayed.
What? Neither rain nor snow nor
I know. Blah, it's blah, blah. Funny.
Hurricanes don't count.
I've actually felt a little guilty because, you know, Houston's been inundated with this crap and I've been fairly unaffected. And I was like, oh crap, my mail's delayed. And then I thought, you know what? I can't even bitch about that. I just sound like an idiot.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that was the gist of the problems. We didn't have to come like, I don't know, well, spelunking for you.
No, you know, it's interesting. My truck never got in high water. It was never flooded or anything. But after a week of solid rain, it has kind of a funky smell inside it.
Yeah. So. Here's a friendly PSA from your squirrels. Don't buy any used cars for like the next 3 years. Oh, yeah. Seriously. Like
between Florida and Houston. Yeah.
Exactly. Just
they're going to be flooded.
Because you're going to see a whole bunch of 2016, 2017 for like $6,000. You're about, wow, what a great deal.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Yep.
Ignore the trout in the seat cushions.
Yeah. No kidding. So, yeah, apparently Florida's about to get washed away completely.
Oh, Jay, that got me thinking about the, I don't know if I told on the show, but the, it was several jobs ago. One of the guys I worked with was a wicked gearhead and just a wicked car guy. And I just got talking to him and he said, he drove Buicks. And so he was on these like GM forums and he let me know that he knew one guy who had a Pontiac Fiero that had a blown motor and been rolled.
Rolled? What'd they use it? Forklift?
That takes some effort on a Fiero.
Maybe the motor was just blown. I forget, but it was a totally fucked up Fiero for like, it was like $5,000 for a pile of parts. And I believe it was him. It was either him or somebody he knew had the supercharged front engine, a front wheel drive V6. That's like used in like the Buick Regal, on an engine stand in their garage. And all of that plus the fiberglass body kit, like for like $10,000, I could have been Magnum PI. And
no, you still
there's a lot of regret there. What are you talking about?
I think you made a wise decision.
Oh, I would have loved to have a faux Ferrari 308,
especially with a Grand National engine.
Oh my God.
Well, no, it's not the Grand. That's not the Grand National.
Oh, just the straight. It's not the turbocharged.
It's a supercharged. It's like a 350 horsepower supercharged V6. But the Grand National was designed for it was a longitudinal mount. This is a transverse mount.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Topic.
Topic.
We went into the weeds. Sorry.
You know, I think this is a good segue.
I think it's a perfect segue, Brita. Go ahead.
That fits right in.
Yeah, it sure does.
The other day I read an article and it has revealed a truth to me about, you know, how everybody says, oh, men and women are different. But nobody can quite put their finger on as to why, like what is going on really with men and women?
When I put my fingers on the difference between men and women, I get slapped.
Well, but you know, it's like, sure, men and women are different mentally, but it's all kind of like, yes, but how and why? And I saw this article and I, it was like a light bulb went off for me, and I was like, oh my God, that explains so much. And people who are on the Squirrel Report page on Facebook will know what I'm talking about, but they did a study of people who play Scrabble, men and women.
Not it.
And I like Scrabble, and I like to play it, you know, like, well, I'm pretty competitive at all kind of game stuff, but I just like to play it for fun, you know. But they did a study of men and women who play Scrabble, kind of like as, you know, competition level Scrabble. And they say that men generally outperform women in Scrabble tournaments because female competitors are less willing to spend their time improving a largely pointless skill. Now, I read that. I was like, oh my God, that explains so much about like gun geeks and car geeks and geeks and movie geeks and all of you men who can like memorize like all sorts of minutia that doesn't mean anything, but it takes up space in your brain. It's and I know that women also enjoy things on a really deeply geeky level, but not in quite the same way as men do. And I had this, you know, and this I think also leads to that whole mansplaining thing on the internet where a woman will say that she likes something, right? Oh yeah, I like football. And a man comes back, oh yeah, well, what's Joe Namath's inseam? You know, that sort of shit. And a woman's like, well, I just like football. Like, is that okay if I just like it? You know, or, and I just thought this article and this study of people who do Scrabble, you know, women and men do Scrabble differently. And I think they have the same approach to pretty much everything. Am I just talking to myself here?
No, sounds
no. Good. I'm just appalled at how right you are. I was just, I was just waiting to disagree with you, and I'm like, oh fuck, you really got that.
It
like,
also,
I was actually thinking about I listened to an interview with Gene Simmons, and he was talking about when they were coming. I mean, they were first just a goofy, you know, just a goofy rock band, like everybody else. And they saw like all like the hair rockers and all that. And they were like, you know, that's great, but their fan base is mostly women. Mm-hmm. And realized that women will hang around with a band when they've got cool songs and all that, but they don't get the diehard devoted fandom that from right. women. The way groups that are men do. So they did all the leather and the goofy makeup and the stupid, you know, demonic and alien, you know, sub stories behind whatever the fuck they're supposed to be in their little, in their little clown costumes.
And it made them awesome.
Wait, you like Kiss?
Oh, fuck yeah. Who doesn't really? Like Kiss? Are you kidding me? Oh my God.
They're pretty mediocre.
You weren't around in the 70s.
For the last year of it, I was.
Literally.
You still weren't around.
The entire last year of it.
Yeah, it was funny because I remember Kiss was big, and then they kind of fell out of favor, and then they did the whole, you know, no makeup thing. Everybody went ugh.
Put the makeup back on.
They came out without the makeup.
Yeah, put it back on.
Oh, dear Lord.
I saw a video of, speaking of Kiss and kind of male nerdy stuff or geeky stuff. I saw a video, and I think it was put out by Cosmopolitan or Vogue. I don't know. It was on YouTube. But it was Gene Simmons doing his makeup, his Kiss makeup, the same way he would do it before every single show on his daughter.
Oh, cool. Like,
his daughter's like 20 something and absolutely gorgeous. And so he did her makeup the exact same way that he would do it before every show. Now, as someone who does some makeup, you know, there are ways to do makeup, and then there's like Gene Simmons way, which takes 3 hours before every show, apparently.
Wow.
Because he does the whole white thing, and then he does the black part, and then he has to redo each fine little line, and then he has to take off part of the white, and then he has to do the black. And it was like this whole big elaborate. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, seriously? Do the black first and then fill in the white. Like, what's the problem? Like, he did the whole face white first, and then he took off, like, he stenciled kind of where he would draw the black part, and then he would take off all the white inside the black stencil, and then he'd fill it in with black, and then he had to go back in with white to touch up the... I'm like, oh my God, seriously? Ah. Yeah, but Gene Simmons.
Good thing guys don't wear makeup.
Right.
Because that would be every guy ever.
I can't even imagine, really. I mean, I watch some makeup videos on YouTube, and you know, they're nice makeup videos, but if a man got into that, holy crap.
Yeah, can you imagine the nerdish devotion to detail?
The drag queens are bad enough, but if like regular geeky guys started doing makeup, forget it.
Imagine the tools alone.
Oh, snap, yeah.
Line, an entire line.
Snap-on mascara brushes, huh?
Exactly. There'd be like an attachment for a DeWalt cordless drill.
Alan, didn't you tell me a story about like you work for some place or something where like the guys would all do it in their spare time too?
Not
makeup, like computer stuff. Like they do computer stuff at work and then go home and do the exact same computer stuff.
That's every computer geek ever.
Wow.
That used to be my, when I was hiring other computer geeks, that was my main interview question was, tell me about your network at home. What? And people that didn't have a network at home or maybe even didn't have a computer, I wouldn't hire, because, you know, unless you're nerdy enough to do this shit for fun, I didn't want to hire you.
Okay.
So,
you know, and this leads me to believe that I know now why most librarians are women. Because we collate reference material so that we don't have to memorize shit.
That's cool.
That's by the just way, my just, theory. Like, I'm yeah. just, you know.
Just to prove the point, I've just spent like the last 8 minutes trying to figure out if Gene Simmons' gorgeous daughter is the product of him and Shannon Tweed. And it is.
I believe it is. Yeah. Her name's Sophie, I think.
Yeah. If men ran all the libraries, they'd be like, there wouldn't be a card catalog. Everything would just be memorized.
Oh Jesus!
And they'd have competitions. It'd
be like how my DVD collection used to be, which was categorized by like genre and theme. So Full Metal Jacket is right next to Apocalypse Now, which is right next to Platoon. It makes perfect sense.
Melville Dewey was a guy, so I can't really
speak to the.
Yeah,
but he probably had Asperger's syndrome.
He did it so he could.
I bet.
He did it so he could memorize things easier.
He did it so he could get chicks.
That could be.
Hey, ladies, I made a system.
Yeah, there's.
You want to see my decimal?
Oh, Dewey, put your decimal away. My God.
Put Kiss makeup on his decimal?
He might have.
He may have. I heard he was kind of a pervert.
Probably had a name for it. Know, the thing about Scrabble also brings up how men will make a competition out of anything.
Oh, yes.
I mean, literally anything. Any stupid, it's like a rule 34 for men competition. Any stupid thing you can think of, guys have competed and betted on it. Because... it's just a thing. Yeah. It's what you do. I mean, I'm talking literally. I remember in elementary school, we would have competitions to see who could pee the furthest.
Oh yeah, I was good.
Who didn't?
Yeah, you see?
Oh wait, no, my buddy Chris, who's not listening, but really seriously, Chris, you need to listen. Holy fuck, you can kick our asses. Like he would beat us by like 4 feet.
And that's, and you know,
like we, I think he pissed 14 feet was his record.
Good Lord.
That's
sounds like a medical problem.
Yeah. I was going to say, what the hell? His prostate's the size of a football.
You know, and then there's the, you know, the spinning competitions. I mean, seriously, anything you can think of, guys have competed over it.
Wasn't that the whole topic of the Taming of the Shrew?
Yeah, pretty much.
And every 80s romance. Yeah. Romantic
comedy. Even the comedies, though. Caddyshack.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Stripes, hell.
No, there's a million and one movies that are just bullshit wagers. Oh. Or, I mean, Around the World in 80 Days or whatever the hell that H.G. Wells book was. Yep. What was it? How many days was it supposed to be? 80. It wasn't very good.
80.
It was Jules Verne. Wasn't it?
80. Although, was that Jules Verne? It was Jules Verne. You're right.
Phileas Fogg.
And he did leave the gas on. That's the only good part of that book.
I have to say that you nerdy guys are good to have around. And I've learned a lot from you. You know, a lot of
it's all useless.
We're not the worst, though.
But, you know, I use you for reference material.
We're not the worst.
Hey, Jay, I have a question about a car. Hey, yeah. Alan, can I help? Can I have some computer help? You're like my human library. It's great. Okay.
And we know.
Hey, weird. I have a question to ask about genitalia of reptiles.
Yeah, there you go. Or duck rape, you know.
Oh, duck rape. Oh, the ducks.
I'm putting that in the topic list.
At least they are so adorable.
Duck rape. Where was it we talked about duck rape? That was like a long time ago.
That was the other podcast.
Was it the other one? I can't remember.
Oh, yes.
I think it was Labrat and Stingray that brought that one up.
Oh, you're right. It was. Yeah. If you're curious, you'll have to go listen to the other podcast. I'm not going to tell you where it is because I don't
remember. Let's face it. They already have.
Yeah, I know. Weirdos. What else was I going to mention? God damn it.
Not like anything else in the world is happening, Alan.
Yeah,
hey, guess what? I made Indian food.
Did you?
Yeah, I was just...
Like fire water?
I made chicken tikka masala.
Jay, you racist.
No, not the Elizabeth Warren kind. The Bobby Jindal kind. Yeah, no, I made... I was just thinking about, because, again, super geekiness, is I'm always obsessing with, all right, what can I do with my Instant Pot?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just the, oh, what's good to cook in the Instant Pot is no. Can I do, like, I don't do this with my slow cooker. I don't cook weird things that I can cook very well in like the oven or stovetop or all that in my slow cooker. But Instant Pot, for whatever reason, I'm trying to figure out like ways to hack the world in that thing. So I typed into YouTube Instant Pot chicken tikka masala. And cause it's like the most common Indian dish. And I saw a video titled "The Best Chicken Tikka Masala." And when I clicked on it, I realized, oh man, she's just doing this on the stovetop. Yeah, I don't think I want to sign up for that because I've got friends from India and they talk about like how much labor it is to cook the food.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't seem all that bad. And it still took a long time. It took probably about an hour from start to finish. That is including time of a 4-year-old helping me. So
did it melt your face off?
It was a lot hotter than I thought. I followed the recipe exactly. And, yeah, it was an Indian girl who was cooking that. And she was making it pretty toasty. So my daughter was very proud to make it and took one tiny taste of it and went,
See, now, when she's misbehaving, you can say, Lawirda, do you want more Indian food? She'll be like, I'll be good.
Oh, so what's also hilarious is I also decided to, this same woman on her YouTube channel made naan bread. And I said, you know what? I watched that and I said, that doesn't seem too bad. And as I start working, I'm like, okay, there's a reason why I'm a cook, not a baker. Like, this is not going well. This is not going well. And my daughter, like she's like, Daddy, can I help? And I'm like, sweetie, I don't even know what I'm doing. It's probably not a good idea. She, being the adorable and insanely stubborn girl that she is, grabbed her step stool that is bigger than her and dragged it over to the kitchen island where I was working on the bread, and climbed up and just started working on it. And Brita, you can give the punchline. Like, you can just guess it.
What was the punchline?
Her bread came out better than mine.
Oh,
I made two.
Of course,
I made two pieces, and she made two pieces. And like, as I'm laying her pieces on the, like, I kept saying, "Don't put more flour on them. Like, it's not. They're not going to brown up right, or they're going to burn. There's something bad's going to happen. You're putting too much flour on." I'm like, man, these are working a whole lot better. And yeah, they came out great. They came out really good. So yeah. To be fair, she does bake bread quite frequently with my wife and my mother, who are neat. Bakers. So cool. She's got a lot more experience with bread dough than I do.
Do any of you have a garden?
I do.
Do you? What did you grow?
I attempted to grow some cucumbers, and I got three of them before we went away on vacation, and they got nuked.
I've got
chives, basil, and mint.
Ah. Well, I grew potatoes this year.
Ooh.
And I don't think I talked about this before. Did I on this channel? No.
No, you have not. I didn't even know you were growing potatoes. Were they like fancy potatoes? Or were they just regular potatoes?
Purple potatoes.
Rita.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch a video about growing potatoes on maybe YouTuber?
Oh my god. Oh
Jesus, Jay. I thought that the malt liquor I was drinking was bad.
That was awful.
Oh, I haven't dropped a good dad joke in ages.
Well, you just dropped a week's worth right there.
YouTuber. It's even
awful.
Spelled the same. All right.
Let me tell you the people in the, like, we'll be reading about this one tomorrow on Facebook because there's a serious fan following for the bullshit dad jokes, and that one, YJ. that was Sabrina, a bunch of potatoes.
Yeah. On a whim earlier this year, I think I bought it on woot.com. It's a potato bag. And it's this like special like fabric you can plant plants in, and it lets air and water through, and you know, yay bag. Anyway, so this bag is like, I don't know, how tall is it? Like maybe 3 feet tall, 2.5 feet tall. And it had like a hatch on the bottom, and it closed with Velcro. And so what you do is you put a little bit of dirt on the bottom of the bag, and then you put your seed potatoes on, and then you cover up the seed potatoes with dirt. And as the potato plants grow up the bag, like, you keep covering the stalks of the plant with more dirt until you get to the top of the bag. Mm-hmm. So the plant goes up and you cover it up with more dirt. And so that way you get more potatoes growing off the plant. And so you keep it really wet because all root vegetables need lots of water so they don't get like weird. And a couple weeks ago, what happens with a potato plant is like the plant starts to die. It blooms and makes these little weird fruits that you don't eat. And then
you can plant, though.
I don't know if you can.
No, there's actually a YouTuber, which is an actual, yeah, that's ugh, Jay. Fuck you, Jay. But yeah, there's a guy on YouTube, the guy Cody's Lab. He does a bunch of science experiments and farming and things like that. But he grows potatoes, and yeah, he eats the potato berries.
Those little berries, really?
Yep. Oh, they're tomatoes. Hmm. It's a nightshade.
Yeah, that's kind of why wouldn't we want to eat them? Just
isn't that what killed Aristotle or one of them?
Socrates
and Hemlock.
Yeah, Hemlock.
Which is not a nightshade.
So anyway, my potato. So
we top started dying.
We let the plants kind of die back, and then we noticed that the bag was getting really lumpy. And I was like, oh my God, there's potatoes in there. You know, and you could touch the bag and you could feel the potatoes in there. And so we decided they were. They were like little babies.
Did it feel like it had a tuber?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Terrible.
It's not a tuber.
So we dumped out the bag. We dumped out the bag into a wheelbarrow, and you have to dig through the dirt to get all your potatoes out. And I grew those like little bitty purple potatoes, and they came out perfect, and they were beautiful and purple and delicious. And I roasted them with duck fat and rosemary.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Gorgeous.
Did you buy your duck fat, or did you render a duck?
No, I bought it at the butcher.
Yep. Is it expensive or?
No, it was super cheap.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Duck's crazy expensive. I'd cook it.
I know.
More. Rita? Yeah. Did you ask them to put it on your bill?
Oh my God.
You all are cut off. I think Jay missed us.
I did. Terribly. I've been saving up awful, awful dad jokes for a while now.
They are awful.
They were supposed to be. They wouldn't be dad jokes if they weren't.
Yeah, what's the fun of telling jokes if they don't hurt your children?
Duh. They should visibly wince when you finish.
You're not allowed to tan them with a switch anymore. So.
I know, right?
So you have to torture them somehow,
or beat them with a piece of rebar. That's a thing, right? It's in the Bible. I think if the piece of rebar is thinner than your thumb, I think.
No, you're supposed to remove it from your neighbor's eye.
No, you can only beat your wife with a stick smaller than your thumb.
Yeah, but what if it's a piece of rebar?
I don't think that's a stick.
I mean, Jesus was a carpenter. He had to use rebar.
No.
How else is he going to pour the foundation?
I think that rule predates Jesus.
Oh, okay. Was Moses a carpenter?
Not sure.
He built that big fucking boat. He must have been.
Was it Moses?
No, that wasn't Moses. It was Noah. Yeah. Noah built the big boat. Moses just didn't need a boat.
Yeah. Fuck you, boat.
I don't need a fucking boat. I'll walk.
Meanwhile, the New York Times headline, Moses can't swim.
I'm sorry to the Catholics on the panel, but we haven't been struck by lightning, so I'm sorry. You might not be right.
No, but they're trying to drown Alan, so.
No, that was Trump's fault.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, can I talk about this?
What?
So sure.
The other day, for Labor Day, went up to my parents' house, and I'm sitting around, and of course, as you all know, my parents are screaming liberals,
mm-hmm.
and like they're sitting around, and I think they've got the Today Show on, which my response generally is when the Today Show's gone on for too long is, do you have any programs for grownups? Such a stupid show. Like it makes Kelly Ripa in the morning, whatever the hell her show is called now, seem like the most like adult and grown up show on earth. Like, I just cannot believe how stupid these people are. And how stupid the audience must be to be like eating this crap up. But my mom goes, Oh, turn on Morning Joe, turn on Morning Joe.
Oh my God, no.
So first up, to steal a little bit from the great blog writer, Brita, it is Joe and Mika. It is really amazing. They've got this job because normally you would expect them to be picking up shopping carts in the parking lot. Just saying. But so they were talking about the Trump coming down for the flood relief. and all of that. And they're doing the, you know, he went down, he's meeting with survivors, and he's helping with the aid, you know, with the aid effort. We got to give him credit for that. All right, now let's just rag on, you know, other team president. And they just, like, Joe Scarborough just went nuts. Like, his producer didn't even have the footage, like, on cue, and, like, was admonishing his producer that this is up on my blog, by the way. I found the clip on YouTube. Admonishing the producer that he did not have the video that he was talking about of, evidently, they gave Trump, I don't know if it was a container, it looked like a cat litter container, but this, I heard somebody say it was cement, but these people, I don't trust them on what it is, but it was a plastic bucket. And Trump was handing, just, they gave Trump this bucket and they said, here, give it to that guy in the pickup truck. So Trump walked over and handed it to the driver through the driver's side window.
Okay.
And follow everyone's the instructions. Like, look at that. He's handed it to the driver. He's put it in the cab of the pickup truck rather than putting it in the bed. Mm. And while they're doing all this, har, 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 laughing, 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 one of the guys goes, yeah, you're talking about the flatbed part of the truck, right? And to anyone who's ever owned or driven a pickup truck, no, you don't. It's not a flatbed. There's...
Yeah. Oh. Pickup
truck. Again, pointing out the fact that these are all people from New York, including Donald Trump. And yes, if you're from New York, you've never ridden in a pickup truck. You don't know what the parts of a pickup truck are called.
Especially Donald Trump. I mean, he was born rich.
Yep.
Yep.
It's not like he's ever done a day's worth of pickup truck work in his life.
I don't even know. Does he even have a driver's license?
You know,
why would he?
Exactly. Like this, that's actually a legitimate statement, is like, if Donald Trump learned how to drive, that is just an exercise in futility.
No. How else could he run over orphans? Come on.
That is true. Easy. He would have his hired driver.
It's not the same. You don't get the same rush.
In a GM Hummer H2 that he bought with tax incentives and was kept alive and was burning tons and tons of gas.
It was converted to run on whale blubber.
Ooh.
Ah?
You know, changing the subject slightly.
Whale blubber is not too different from diesel.
I think the mayor of Miami Beach has given the Sci-Fi Channel the idea for their next blockbuster movie.
It's Sharkicane?
No. Nuclear Hurricane.
Oh, yes. Let's just blow up a tornado or a hurricane.
Yes.
What?
Nuclear Hurricane. The mayor says it's a nuclear hurricane.
Alan, you're from Texas. You're allowed to say nuclear.
No, I'm not.
Nuclear.
However Bush said it, that pissed me
nuclear.
Off.
It's nuclear.
The same way Reagan said it.
Anyway, nuclear hurricane.
Is it true, the shark in the hurricane thing?
No.
So there is the Sharknado. There has been instances when water spouts have pulled schools of fish out of the water and spat them over there. So in theory, especially in places like Florida where sharks school up really tight, going after bait fish. The theory is a tornado forming over the water. And I don't know how many tornadoes form over Florida. How many water spouts do they have? Probably not that many.
It depends on the hurricane.
Well, no,
that's about the only time they're going to get ones during a hurricane.
No, not a hurricane. You need a thunderstorm.
Yeah. Trust me, hurricanes spawn tornadoes like crazy. It's what they do.
Okay, cool. But yeah, water spout could in fact suck up a bunch of sharks.
Sure.
It really wouldn't be that big of a deal, because unless the shark directly falls on you, it's not that big a deal because they're fish.
Yeah. Yes.
And like that term fish out of water, they say that for a reason.
I'm going to put on my inner nerd hat and go, actually, a shark's not a fish.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What is it?
I'm an ichthyologist. Don't fuck with me.
It's not a fish.
Absolutely is a fish.
Well, it's not like a...
It's a big fish, Alan.
It is not a teleost.
It's not a mammal.
So you've got the teleostei, which are the bony fish.
Right.
Hey, Ronan.
Plasmabranchs. which are the cartilaginous fish.
Yeah.
They are fish.
It's not a bony fish, though.
Not a bony fish. That is correct. But it's still a fish. And also the Myxinidae are still fish. A hagfish is a fish.
Ugh.
Disgusting. They're porn star dicks.
Joe, so how do we get on Helen Thomas again?
I have no idea.
Does she have bones?
No, but she's a boner killer.
Yeah, she sure is.
Has. She can murder some bones.
That's my go-to right there.
What is a nuclear hurricane?
I don't know, but that's what the mayor of Miami Beach
said. Did he say hurricane or hurricane?
They said it's a nuclear hurricane. I don't know.
Does it mean because it's got an eye and he's calling the eye a nucleus?
No.
No, I think he's just using it like it's going to like destroy things.
It's just really fucking high?
Yeah. I don't know.
But they were timeless.
I'm telling you, look for it within a year or two. Sci-fi is going to come out with nuclear hurricane. I'm telling
but
you.
But like, was he like, Jesus Christ, this is coming right for us. We got to get the fuck out of here. No. You're. Was it the mayor or the governor who said that?
The mayor.
Mayor of Miami.
Of Miami Beach.
Okay, of Miami Beach. Ooh, is that a different town?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
and it's also about 3 feet above sea level. The whole thing. It's a barrier island.
Not for long. It's about to be 3 feet under sea level.
It's about to get washed away. I think they said the storm surge is like up to like 10 feet now. So,
Oh my God.
It was 15 feet in Sandy. And that's like 600 miles north.
Right.
In considerably colder water. Now you're fucked, buddies. Sorry. Like that's literally like those houses in Texas where they're walking around in their second floor and they're in ankle deep water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit.
Yeah, your house is there. There's no recovery from that.
So he's like, oh, Christ, we're 3 feet above sea level. Can we get the fuck out of here? No, you're the mayor. You have to stay. Oh, shit. All right. Well,
actually, they did order an evacuation. And I heard that the cars are so backed up. I mean, where do you go when you're evacuating Miami? You got to drive the entire length of Florida. And there's a whole two highways. There's one on the east side and one on the west side, and that's about it.
What about all the cars with pontoons that came from Cuba? Can you just go back?
the old DeSotos?
taking a scene in a 1956 Buick Sunbird.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hudson sedan.
an old Tucker.
Ooh. I don't know. Did many Tuckers make it to Cuba?
I don't think so.
I don't think they made that many Tuckers, did they?
They made like
50 or so.
Those are rear engine, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And
Rita, didn't you know this?
I did not.
They're the
three. Fascinating.
They made a great movie.
Three headlights. And the middle one moved, didn't it?
Yeah. Yes, with the steering wheel.
See, this is what I was talking about.
Here we are talking about the facts of a car that like they made for like 1 year.
Yeah, they made a great. Did you see the movie?
I did not. I was just thinking about that.
You should see the movie. Find it wherever it is because it's a great movie.
I can't remember the name though.
Tucker.
You probably if it's not on HBO Go, it's probably not because it was an HBO original movie, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, you can download. I'm sure you can find it on the internet somewhere.
Oh, I guarantee it's on YouTube or on BitTorrent.
Yeah,
Silk Road.
I love
you can buy it with Bitcoins.
With Bitcoins. I love finding full movies on YouTube. It's just the problem is it's a good way to stay up until 2 a.m. Cannonball Runs on YouTube. Great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those. I don't like doing it because it's one of those like, no, I want to stream it so that the people that made this movie actually get the money for it. So they make more movies that I like.
Nobody's making any money off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're almost always like The Warriors was on YouTube.
But sometimes you get totally fucked and what else are you going to do? Like I had a desperate hankering to watch Split Second starring Rutger Hauer. Fucking awesome. Yeah, and guess what? The DVD is out of print. It's not streaming anywhere.
Call I can
watch it, but it's on YouTube.
You know, that ought to be like an exception to the copyright law. If you if it is impossible to acquire something like that, if there's no way, if it's out of print, nobody has it, you can't buy it anywhere, that should be like an exception. How else are you going to get it?
Well, hey, guess what?
I want my Rutger
Hauer. You know what's really cool is it is the exception, because guess what? Like, yeah, if the I knew someone who would do that, is the they would look around real quick from all like the usual suspects, like, can I buy this song on iTunes? Can I do this? You know, can I get this on, you know, on a streaming service? Can I do this? Can I do that? And if the answer was no, then they'd go to BitTorrent and download it. And guess what? If you can't find it in any of those places, like if you can't just easily go out and buy that, the people that own the right to it don't care.
Also, if all you're doing is downloading it, it's not illegal.
I think it is.
Nope. It's not.
Please explain.
Well, the illegal thing is making it available for download. If all you're doing is downloading it, it is not, like, it's not a copyright violation.
I think there is like a 24 hour or something like that. Like you can maintain a copy of it for a very short period of time, but I thought possessing it for a longer period of time without owning
the actual,
you know, copyright to it.
Nope.
Okay. Whatever.
In all the RIAA lawsuits and everything else, they never sued anybody that only downloaded something. They only went
after people. To be fair, Metallica got me dead to rights. Got me dead to rights for the fact of I had like 13 gigabytes of songs and one copy of Enter Sandman amongst them. And they kicked me off Napster.
You scoffball.
Well, and see, but that's the thing. Napster, the reason Napster was a copyright violation is because everybody on Napster also was making their stuff available to be copied. No, that's how the system worked.
Yep. And then years later, this person who got kicked off Napster has a daughter who is such a big James Hetfield fan that she doesn't even know that there's a band Metallica. It's just called James Hetfield.
Oh, no.
And when she lives in Colorado, her dad is James Hetfield. She likes to tell some tall tales.
All right.
Dead air.
Okay.
Yep. That's my life. All day, every day.
Being replaced by James Hetfield?
Only in Colorado. Yep, if that makes sense to you, my email is available at weirdworld.com. Hey, Brita.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned this like 1,000 years ago.
Okay.
But like we haven't brought it up.
Okay.
Can we please talk about your theory on the left wing and the beauty factor?
What? What are you talking about?
Well, they always talk about like the right wing groups being a bunch of like lonely, friendless males.
Okay.
Are you not remembering?
No, go on.
And you were just talking about like, yeah, but the left wings are a bunch, the left wing protest groups are like populated like hugely by like overweight, homely lesbians.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about the Vogue writer, aren't you?
Well, that was really more of an addendum to the issue.
Although I think if you're going to call that a female, you need air quotes. I'm just saying.
We did not ask what her pronouns were.
I don't want to ask anything. I'll go for Helen Thomas, and she's dead.
Yeah, the idea that woman is criticizing someone else's fashion sense is ludicrous at best.
Well, she's being ironic, Alan. Come on.
Well, I think the point I was trying to make with the whole the alt-right is made up of lonely, single, kind of dorky men. And then the pink pussy hat kind of group is all made up of lonely, fat feminists. And I just was thinking, what if we could just get them together? So none of them would be lonely anymore. Well, you know, they say that sort of
the only problem is that the fat, lonely, lonely women in the pink pussy hats aren't into cock.
They say that.
That's true.
Now,
may be a sour grapes thing.
No, I believe that there are lesbians who, you know, love only women and will only love women and are only attracted to women. But there are a lot of gray area in the middle there. And I think a lot of women who do not kind of fit into the societal norm, I'm doing air quotes, of beauty, feel that they are somehow undateable, or they feel like they're rejected by men, or they're bitter, and they, you know, there's this whole thing that goes on with women who are in this kind of group where combine their, you know, physical looks with their politics, and you have this whole shitstorm of like angry leftist feminist, now I'm now a lesbian type person.
Well, let me just point out that Trigglypuff is in fact undateable.
Well, yes, but
I don't give a shit what kind of game that she's got and all of that. Look, I'm not going to judge on just looks alone, but let me tell you, not even judging on looks alone, like there's nothing she can bring to the table to make that worth spending any amount of time with.
Yeah, but there's also like this whole like group of women that like have bad experiences with men and decide, fuck it, I'm going to be with women now. I'm a lesbian. I'm, you know, and then bring in the politics and bring in the
I think I told that story.
Of the internet, rah-rah, and Tumblr, and then, you know, you have Trigglypuff. That's the result. Trigglypuff is like the end result.
There was a girl I went to high school with, and alarmingly attractive, by the way, just to make sure that we're not casting any aspersions. But for whatever reason, I never got to the bottom of it, never particularly interested to get to the bottom of it. But this very, very attractive woman went after all of the like the fucking piece of shit guys on earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she dated them for several months and they treat her like complete garbage. And eventually she'd smarten up and kick him to the curb and grab another guy that would promptly treat her like garbage.
That's very common.
And then
yeah, sure.
I don't know if she went to an all women's college or all that, but she went to college and decided, you know what? Maybe I'm a lesbian. I'm going to start dating chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And started dating the most.
What? I was just going to say, did she start dating skanky chicks that treated her like shit?
Absolutely. Just started dating all these women that just treated her like absolute garbage.
Awesome.
Like maybe it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like that. I can't remember what rock star was. Jay, I guarantee Jay remembers, who did who was doing an interview and talking about like how many ex-wives he had and went, maybe it's me.
Yeah, sounds like Gene Simmons.
No, Gene Simmons has only been married. Actually, I don't even know if he's been married.
Shannon Tweed.
I don't know if they're married. Are they married?
I believe it was all common law.
Oh.
I have to look it up though, but it's still, if he was married, it was to Shannon. It was to only Shannon Tweed,
who allowed him to. They had an open marriage anyway, so
they'd have to know in Gene Simmons' proclivities.
Oh no, they did.
And he married her in 2011, according to Wikipedia.
When did they get divorced?
And he sounds exactly like Bibi Netanyahu.
He does.
If you listen to the two of them, you're like, and we're going to fight them, and we're going to guard Israel, and then we'll be in Detroit Rock City live. It's amazing.
Oddly enough, your Bibi Netanyahu Gene Simmons impersonation is a spot on Bernie Sanders.
Oh my gosh, him too.
I think Israeli and New York Jew are different things, Jay.
Do you think Gene Simmons' daughter inherited his tongue?
She did not. They covered this in the video.
Oh, okay. Good.
She has a short little tongue.
Too bad. Oh, that fucking bums me out.
You perverts. Shame.
Shit. You fucked up tonight's festivities.
Sorry. She's still very beautiful. So.
Oh, she's gorgeous, but
she's half shaved in tweed, so.
I'm sure a lot of her boyfriends have been very disappointed. What? You didn't get the tongue? Yeah.
Oh well.
Sorry.
Oh well.
There goes that.
See, you're all like, there's a long pause where you're thinking about it, yep. Sorry, which makes it a little uncomfortable.
I was thinking real hard about it, to be honest.
I was Googling Shannon Tweed. Don't mind me.
Oh, good old Shannon Tweed. That was, as a child, when I figured out that, guess what? If you wake up at, since I am an early riser, if you get up at like 4:30 in the morning and turn on Cinemax, it still thinks it's last night.
Oh
man.
So you get to see whatever mom and dad were watching, huh?
No, not, I don't even know if my parents were watching it, but it's,
God.
But you turn it on and it's all them like softcore porno films.
Yeah. Lady Chatterley's Lover starring Adam West.
was that Adam West in there?
Yep.
I wasn't paying attention to any of the dudes.
Adam West. Yes. Oh,
man, the number of nuts busted in that film.
Batman
and,
doing
and Jay further provides more evidence for Breda's Scrabble story. With the useless minutia.
Oh, well, I don't know. That's interesting minutia. It is.
Yeah. Well, so what's better, Adam West and Lady Chatterley's Lover or Bruce Willis in The Color of Night?
Bruce Willis, you expect to be doing softcore.
I mean, that's true. Like Bruce Willis and Kevin Bacon. It's Bruce Willis, Kevin Bacon, and Harvey Keitel. Like they're just looking for an excuse to flop out the wang.
Wait, I gotta Google this.
What?
Bruce Willis, what?
The Color of Night.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
You can find it. It is on all it's on Pornhub.
It's actual porn?
Not actual, it's softcore.
Oh.
But you see his mushroom cap.
Okay.
Wow. He's been circumcised.
Oh, good to know. Thank you. 1994? That was like well past his like
that's after he was popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jane March, I don't know who that is.
She's hot.
Okay. That's when Bruce Willis had hair.
Mm.
Well, he had help.
He had a toupee. Yeah. Nobody's looking at his hair.
Look at you know,
he might have had some on the sides. He may still have some on the sides, for all we know.
Guaranteed he's got a little something on the sides. Wait. I mean, hell, even I have something on the sides.
Wait, Scott Bakula was in that movie?
Scott Bakula?
No shit, was he?
That's what it says.
What about Scott Baio? Is he in there too?
No.
Scott Bakula. Oh, Jay,
you're always doing all these like crazy stuff with your beard and mustache. You totally need to like grow some like just go nuts with the hair on the side.
Go straight out like Krusty the Clown.
Yeah, man. Seriously, do that. It's not your contract.
The problem is I tend to look like Larry from the Three Stooges. That's the look I get.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, but I don't want Mo to poke me in the eye.
I want to see Larry Fine do the next NRA eye carry. By the way,
listen, you knuckleheads. What's that?
I'm enjoying those videos.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying really hard not to flinch. I'm like prying my eyes open with tape.
Do you flinch?
It's made harder by the fact that we have the range that we film on is a like a single lane indoor range, which is, you know, cinder block walls on both sides. So it's incredibly loud.
And you have I have the same affliction, actually. It's hilarious. I went to the range today and shot really, really well. The last time I went with Handgun Radio co-host Ryan Machad, and I shot like dog shit.
Yes.
And like you, like, he's just a good friend of mine. So it's not like I need to impress him, and he didn't give a shit that I shot like shit, but I shot like shit. It was awful. And that's the same thing as actually you and me together, you shot beautifully. During the blog shoot,
you shoot
like monkey shit.
I could not hit a steel plate if I'd run up to it with a hammer.
Oh, sure, you could hit a stuffed animal with a bayonet, though.
yes, that I could. Steel plates become bulletproof. They become invisible. I don't know what it is.
They develop phasing. Which is different than phrasing.
Yes. Are we not doing phrasing anymore?
I still don't necessarily get what is phrasing. Like, can somebody really explain it?
It's to me? Like the double entendre.
Yeah.
It's phrasing. So
phrasing means double entendre.
Yes.
That's, yeah.
Why don't they just say double entendre?
Because phrasing sounds cooler. Phrasing.
Yeah, but it's not as funny.
Yeah, it is.
I guess so.
It's funny in a different way.
I just hope the next season of Archer is actually funny because the last one was not.
Yeah, that's the downside to me is I watch them on Netflix the year after, and I know that I've got a season that A is like done like in like a 1930s film noir style.
Yeah, except it's not good.
Yeah, and I love that shit. Like I'm huge like Casablanca and Dashiell Hammett and Raymond Chandler sort of fan. And yet at the same time, I heard it's not funny or good.
It's not.
See, I liked it. It's not, it's definitely not up to, previous seasons, but I didn't think it was bad.
I'll watch it.
Better off watching a Thin Man movie.
Well,
those are good movies. And the previous season had a Corpse Survivor number 2 reference.
Yeah, the previous season was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Are we still doing phrasing? I ordered it, I was in a wedding party and the bride was very, very smart enough to give the whole bridal party a little room off of the function hall for the reception to give us like 10 minutes just to cool off after we did photographs, before we went up to do the whole, processional for the reception. And the waiter came down and he took drink orders for us. And he's like, all right, can I get you guys any drinks? And people are ordering like gin and tonics and that sort of stuff. And all, and I'm like, can I go over Corpse Survivor number 2? And he goes, what's in that? And I'm like, well, you can use absinthe or you can use like Pernod or maybe Ouzo. And he's like, no, we don't do that kind of drink.
Do you want scotch on the rocks?
Yeah, I order Manhattan. And it was good.
There you go. Give me a Harvey Wallbanger.
Speaking of 70s. That is absolutely like a drink to drink in a polyester leisure.
No.
Driving
a Corvair.
That's a pina colada. There's no drink more 70s than a pina colada.
I would disagree because the pina colada is still extant.
It's the song, though.
Well, yes, but what I'm trying to say is you go to any tropical bar whatsoever, pina colada is going to be up on the menu.
Yeah, you're not
going to find Harvey Wallbanger anywhere unless it's 1976 and Jimmy Carter is fucking president.
Well, it could be ironic, too.
And you're wearing a plaid polyester suit.
Although I wonder if it'll make
with a collar that's 18 feet wide and can generate lift.
Yes. All right. Look at that. It's time
back after Texas.
Hey, Brita.
Yes, sir.
Did you wear any cool clothes in the 70s?
Brita wasn't alive in the 70s.
I was.
Yeah, you were.
I was born in 74. So, everybody do the math, but I wore my Wonder Woman underoos in the 70s.
That's pretty awesome. My daughter has Wonder Woman underoos.
What about
really?
Your animal?
Yes. And she's actually talked about having a Wonder Woman birthday party.
Yay. I have talked about a few other ideas, too.
but I do like the idea of the Wonder Woman party.
They actually made reproduction 1970s style underoos for adults.
I've seen them.
They're exactly cool. The same. They're not like in the 70s. They were nylon with itchy elastic. The ones they make now are cotton and nice and comfortable, but they look exactly like the ones I had when I was a kid. So of course I have them.
I may have to convince the wife.
Oh, they're really cute.
You need a pair?
I don't care about how cute they are.
Jay'll hook you up.
I know a guy. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Jay, I do not need a pair of underoos that you fucked your wife.
You could be like, what's his name, and be the Wonder Man.
What?
Like, yeah, what's it, the guy? You saw him, Brita. The guy that was John Barrowman. He was dressed up. He was doing like tranny Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
Totally wrong shoes.
Yeah.
Didn't see it. It wasn't Wonder Man. It was Captain Wonder. They had a male counterpart. He wasn't
Captain America. Done.
No, it's not even the same universe.
Wonder Boy.
I think it actually, hilariously enough, I think it might have been actually Captain Marvel, which is actually a DC character.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I never followed.
Ugh, there's still some 40 left here.
Even I was never that into comic books, and I was definitely not ever into DC comic books.
The thing that I was into was actually the whole Pantheon. I'm kind of into Pantheons. Like when I find out like, oh, there's polytheists and they've got a bunch of gods. Like I want to learn like how they all work together, because the culture that I grew up in, you know, you're either Christian or you're Jewish or you're not. And you all believe in one God, you know, throwing the Muslims in there, but I really didn't know any Muslims till I was like a teenager. But yeah, you just believe in just one single God that does everything. And that's not as interesting as like gods that like have like when you look at like the Greek mythology, they get fucking pissed off at each other. That's cool.
The Catholics kind of have a pantheon.
They kind of do. And that's kind of why they all go to hell. It says so right in the Bible.
Sorry. Well, because you have all the saints you can pray to, right?
Yes. Yes. And don't call them saints. They're gods. It's a pantheon.
Yeah. They're like,
they intercede on your behalf.
Yeah. See?
Because Jesus is a busy guy. So you talk to the saint and the saint.
Not even supposed to pray to Jesus. Read the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. You know, it figures the Romans would come up with a crony system to, you know, for their religion.
Yep. When you say Hail Mary, full of grace, go to hell. That's that is a mortal sin right there.
Oh, so boy.
Even better is when the priest tells you to say Hail Mary, full of grace. I think he goes to hell, too.
Oh, boy.
But to be fair, he was fucking a child just before he did that. So he's fine. He can do as much as he wants.
Oh, my God.
That's a cool thing about mortal sins. Is like you can eat like a hamburger on Friday and then go kill a bunch of orphans with a hatchet. And it doesn't matter.
Cause
you already bought the ticket, so you're gonna take the ride.
A hamburger on a Friday is not a mortal sin.
Again, it's the same reason why I'm like so pro death penalty. Because if you give somebody life without parole, what is to stop them from doing every horrible thing on the planet?
Father Gagan, you know what that is.
Especially given that you can't beat someone to a bloody pulp with a nightstick anymore.
You can't throw them in solitary. You can't give them the death penalty. There's literally nothing you can do.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was like, you know what? He's in here for diddling kids. I'm going to beat him to death. Went and did it, and he's a hero.
Yep. Same thing with Dahmer.
Yeah.
Except it was eating gay dudes.
Was Dahmer beaten to death by a lifer, though?
I don't know.
Now, yes.
Did they even find... I don't know if they ever found out who did it. I have some adorable
conspiracy theories that these guys that beat lifers to death are you never know who they are. So maybe they just got like a new identity and
or it's just, you know, guards.
It could be guards. And they just said, oh, yeah, it was this prisoner, Jim Smith. Oh, yeah, he was in for raping children. Oh, yeah, here's his mugshot. They just reached into a pile of mugshots. Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hadn't thought about the guards. That makes a lot of sense.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I bet it's not. I bet it's not the guards.
It's whichever prisoner received a pallet of cigarettes. Well,
yeah, for a couple of reasons. One, modern correctional facilities have cameras fucking everywhere. And plus, think about it. If you're a guard and you can get a prisoner to do it, why the fuck would you do it?
Yeah.
You know, all you have to do is put the guy out in the common area or something and he's dead.
Yep.
I mean, you don't even have to lift a finger.
And again, if that prisoner suddenly disappears, no one's looking for him.
Right.
And so suddenly the prisoner disappears and they're living in utter fuck South Dakota under the name of Jerry Smith.
Hey, so you're saying that maybe a get out of jail free card kind of a thing, you know? Take this guy out and
That's my fantasy, is all of these like fucked up kitty dinner shitheads and all that. I'm looking at you, James Holmes. Keep an eye on your back. Yeah, that the guards are just like, yeah, cool, man. Yeah, we'll do the paperwork up. And guess what? Hey, we got friends in ICE. They just sent an illegal alien back, and he didn't bring his identity that he was using with him. You can keep it.
Yeah, and it's time.
It's time.
Say goodnight, Internet.
Goodnight, Internet.
And if you're in Florida, it's too late.
Godspeed.
Paddle faster. You're going to hear banjos.
You're stuck. It's too late. You can't get out.
Yep.
Florida's closed.
Oh, Brita.
Who's out front should have told you.
I forgot to tell you.
What? Weird.
My daughter has a new love of box turtles.
Don't get her one.
No. Well.
No. 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 Like. No, because I've had Myra, this is 25 years now. So It's really like a lifetime.
I had a red-eared slider for 18.
Yeah. It's not a pet for a child, yeah. I don't think.
Box turtles live a lot longer than
It's
sliders.
A commitment. It's like a marriage or like having a child.
Again,
like
really, I had it. He was 18 and he died when I was 20. No, well, no, I was 20. Yeah, I was 20 when he died.
So maybe you want the box turtle.
I want a bearded dragon.
There you go. Okay, right. I'm going to bed. Good night.
All right. Good night, guys. Good night, Internet.
Night. Oh, it's bed.